USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Boris Johnson to be the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The former Mayor of London has been elected leader of the Conservative Party today.
We are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson's to formally take over as Prime Minister tomorrow. He'll face the same challenges that outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May did as she failed to resolve the management of Britain's exit from the European Union. Starting today, the Trump administration is making it easier to deport illegal immigrants who've been in the country 2 years or less. The Department of Homeland Security is to issue a notice saying it's expanding expedited removal, giving authorities permission to detain and deport immigrants quickly. It'll face some legal challenges. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After repeated setbacks, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today to the measure that will continue paying for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. It will extend funding through 2092. And immediately after that expected passage, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been a huge advocate for its passage, will join members of Congress as well as first responders for a news conference on Capitol Hill. President Trump says legislative leaders from both sides of the aisle have reached an agreement on upping the nation's debt ceiling. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The president goes on to say this was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former special counsel in the Russia investigation Robert Mueller is to testify on Capitol Hill before two congressional committees tomorrow. Mueller reportedly received a letter from the Department of Justice telling him he must limit the scope of that testimony. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the Democratic House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler is making Mueller's testimony and sheer appearance on Capitol Hill all about politics.
Most Americans were looking to Mueller to tell them what happened, not Nadler. Do you think any fair-minded American believes that Nadler's out to get the truth? He's already convicted the president in his own mind. This is all about impeachment. If they impeach the president over the Mueller report, Trump will get reelected. We'll take the House and the Senate.
A Northern California priest is accused of stealing almost $100,000 from collection plates. The thefts were uncovered when first responders found $20,000 in cash in a car that was being driven by Father Oscar Diaz after he was involved in a crash last Wednesday near Santa Rosa. And Grammy-winning singer Art Neville is dead. The New Orleans music icon and member of the Neville Brothers was 81. He was a founding member of the Meters, whose style was the epitome of New Orleans funk. Art and his brothers Aaron, Cyril, and Charles started the Neville Brothers in 1978. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.